across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Tuesday version of Feedback. Thanks for letting us be with you. 715-845-2155. All right, the first subject up for discussion is a YouTube video that is getting some attention. I've had three people send it to me, and I've had a couple people post it on Facebook. Green Bay police officers are in a bar. Oh, there's a surprise. And they are attempting to make an arrest. Another young man comes up and is kind of, hey, man, why are you bleeping, arresting this guy? What did he bleeping do? What the bleep is your problem? Yada, yada, yada. Well, he's mouthing off and interfering with an arrest. The officer, one of the officers, goes too far. Pushes him out of the way. I don't have a problem with that. But then pushes him into the street, body slams him onto the hood of his car, throws him to the ground, punches him a few times in the face, and then cuffs him. Too far. I'm not going to defend the actions of the police officer. I think he lost his temper. I think he abused the individual. But here's where I'm coming from. The guy that got body slammed to the hood of the car should have kept his mouth shut. You do not mouth off and get in the way when an officer is making an arrest. So part of the problem, part of this issue, is on the individual, the civilian. Now, if you have a question as to whether or not an individual is being arrested properly, then follow along and file a complaint. Go through the proper channels. Do not interfere with an arrest. First of all, the guy was drunk off his butt. You could tell by the way he was speaking like this. Hey, what are you doing? So his perception of reality way off. Was not paying attention to what was going on. And you have to understand that police officers in a bar with a bunch of drunks, you have no idea when one of these guys is going to get a big old case of bottle bravado and decide to take a swing. So there are times when you have to come in hard and you have to be very tough. Sometimes being quiet and listening and diffusing the problem is the best approach. But the civilian here is the one who instigated the problem by getting in the way.
I would agree with a lot of what you said. This isn't the first time, though, that the Green Bay police right. have been accused of going too
right.
far.
Well, and I listen, and I'm going to say this right off the bat. We have a 1 minute and 40 second video clip, or at least the one that I'm looking at. It's from LiveLeak. It is up there on YouTube now. It's a 1 minute and 40 second clip. It begins late in the altercation. We don't know why the main suspect is being arrested, but we do hear the other individual running his mouth. It is my opinion, watching the video, that the officer that stuffed and cuffed this other guy went too far. He was abusive. He lost his temper.
Geez, I'm just watching it for the first time. You think?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he most definitely lost his temper and took it too far. Pushing the guy out of the way, I got no problem with that. That is not a problem. I don't have a problem with that at all. But slamming him onto the hood of the patrol car, it's the patrol car that he slammed him onto, or just a car that was there, threw him onto the ground, and then punched him in the face two or three times. Completely uncalled for. Completely uncalled for. And I want disciplinary action taken on this officer. But before that happens, there needs to be a real investigation into this entire call. There needs to be an investigation of what was going on, what was being said, what caused the civilian to make comments and get in the way, that type of thing. But from what you see in the video, the officer was way, way, way out of line. but I don't want anybody to be mistaken. The civilian started it. The civilian was running his mouth and causing a problem. He started it. He is partially responsible for what happened to him. But the officer took it way too far. Way, way too far. Now, I would play the audio for you, but I canna, because the FCC says the F-bomb is inappropriate. And I agree. It is. This is not the format for that kind of language to be broadcast. So I'm debating. What do you think? You think I should put this up on the blog so people can see it?
Well, if we're going to talk about it anymore, yes, they can actually, or they can find, you know, you might get some hits by people checking it out. Hits being the operative word.
Yeah. Anyway.
Isn't that what it's all about?
I don't care about hits.
It's all about hits, man.
I don't care about
come on
the
now.
Hits on the
come
blog.
Come on now.
I care that the people listening to the program have the ability to see what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
So during the break, I will put this up on my blog. If you go to WSAU.com, then you click on the media tab, and the drop-down box is for the blog. My blog is called From the Desk of Seth Mila. During the break, I'm going to put the video up. Be warned, it is not edited. There's quite a few F-bombs that are in there. But take a look at it and see what you think for yourself. I personally believe the officer stepped way over his bounds. And this is the thing that the reason I bring this up. The officers that are out there doing their job, and there are a lot of police officers that work very, very hard to maintain their composure when dealing with idiots. They take a lot of abuse, verbal abuse. They get pushed, they get shoved, they get slapped. And they, a lot of times an officer does not do anything about it because the best way to handle it is to be quiet, be firm, and keep your composure and diffuse a hostile situation. Nobody gets hurt that way. But there are times when an officer has had enough. I mean, police officers are only human. You've had enough. You're just frustrated, and you snap. I believe police officers have got to know when it's like, okay, I'm getting ready to snap. I need to back off. I need to just get out of this situation. Let somebody else handle it, if possible. So the officers that are working so hard to maintain composure and do their job, a brutally tough job, the right way, should be outraged at this. There should be a coming together of the officers and get this kind of attitude and this kind of behavior squelched and dealt with, because this is a black eye to the to law enforcement. Not only that, but this emboldens other people to be aggressive towards police officers. You get some bottle bravery, and you've seen this video. It's like, oh, what are you going to do, tough guy? You going to take me out? Come on, let's go. And it ends up causing more problems than if they were to take a strong stance and correct this. You disagree?
Well, the thin blue line is out there, you know.
That, I know.
They're gonna back each other no matter what. It's harder to do these days with camera phones everywhere and cameras on their police cars.
Listen, and this is the thing I'm saying, is that those guys that are out there that are doing the job the right way need to stand up against the people that are doing the job the wrong way and giving law enforcement a black eye. Your job is tough enough. Your job is violent enough. Your job is dangerous enough without these egomaniacal idiots out there causing more of a problem. You think the gangbangers see this and go, you know what I'm going to do? Next time I see a cop rolling through my hood, I'm going to cap his ass. I'm not going to get into a confrontation with him. I'm just going to shoot him. In the big cities, that's what happens. And I got news for you, man. This kind of attitude does nothing to diffuse that. It fuels that fire. It fuels that fire. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls when we return. 715-845-2155.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hey, Tom, do me a favor. There's a news story of a gentleman that was accused, or he was he did an armed robbery about 13 years ago. Armed robbery 13 and 14 years ago. Arrested, tried, and convicted. Was released on his own recognizance after the conviction, and was told, you will be told when to report for jail duty.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember the story. Yeah.
13 years later, he gets his door kicked in, and they drag him off to jail. If you would, pull up the story. I can't access it. Pull up the story, and so I know specific names and so forth. But this is the story. Individual committed an armed robbery 13, 14 years ago. He was tracked down, arrested, and convicted of the armed robbery. He was sentenced to, I believe, 13 years in jail. All right? But the system had a little bit of a snafu. They never collected him. They never said they never sent him a notification of when to report for jail. Now, this guy did not run. He didn't bolt. He didn't try and skip out. As a matter of fact, he contacted his attorney several times and said, you know, it's been several weeks, months even, and they've never given me a report date. The attorney said, hold tight, they will. Don't worry about it. 13 years go by. 13 years go by. He is living in the exact same community. He has a driver's license. He turned his life around, started...
Actually, yeah, it was a 13-year sentence, and he's been out for 10 years.
Oh, 10 years, okay.
So he's already basically served 10 years by waiting for the phone to ring, right, or the doorbell to ring.
Yeah, okay.
He's had a job. He's got married. He's got four kids.
Yeah.
He's got a business, his own business.
He owns his own business.
He's been coaching his local kids' football team.
Yeah, he has kept his nose clean. The guy turned his life around, all right? And now recently, what part of the world is this in? I want to say it's the Detroit area, but
name is Mike Anderson.
Mike Anderson. Now, all of a sudden, the municipality that was supposed to, take him into custody, they figured out their problem. They sent a freaking SWAT team after him. They kick in his door, and they arrest him, as you can imagine, in front of his family. Again,
St. Charles, Missouri.
Oh, okay, St. Charles. Well, is there really a difference between St. Charles, Missouri and Detroit, Michigan? I don't know. Now the system is going to be challenged. Does this man deserve to go to prison now and start his 13-year jail term?
A petition urging his release has received more than 30,000 signatures. Prosecutors admit he is rehabilitated, and even his victim says he hopes Anderson will be freed.
I don't think this guy should spend a day in jail.
Well, he's in jail now.
Well, I understand that, but I think he needs to be let out. I think this is a case where...
Apparently, he's a pillar of his community now.
Yeah.
He's a church volunteer. As we said, has his own business, four children.
I think what needs to be done is the court system needs to set aside his jail sentence. Now, I don't know what the law says that you can and cannot do here, but we all know judges have a tendency to kind of do things the way they want. Anyway, I believe his 13-year sentence should be commuted to time. I know it's not time served, but this guy spent the last 10 years looking over his shoulder. He didn't run. He made an attempt to contact the authorities via his attorney, and he has done a good job. I believe, fine, you want to give him a 10-year probationary period from this point and say, listen, or 3 years to complete his original term.
If he had gone to prison originally, he would have been done by last summer.
Oh, would he?
He would have been done by last summer with good behavior, time served, whatever.
Just to make sure that he doesn't,
That's when they figured it out. Yeah. They figured it out. The parole board realized they were attempting to release a man who had never been behind bars.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine
ridiculous.
The looks on their faces when they, all right, well, we're gonna parole this guy. Where is he?
I believe he's running his own business somewhere. this is a case where the mistake has it's just a heinous mistake. I believe the mental anguish of knowing every night when you went to bed that tomorrow could be the day they come to take you to jail. I believe with him having turned his life around, a productive member of society, I think this should be let go.
At the
worst
case,
probation.
State Attorney General has until this week to respond, and the governor has received a petition from Anderson's lawyer asking that he grant clemency.
Yeah, and I think the most that should be done here at this point is a couple, 3 years of probation. Say, listen, we're going to very carefully monitor you. We're going to make sure that your good deeds aren't a smokescreen. You're running meth out of the back of your house. We're going to really take a look at you. You're clean. You're good to go. At the end of probation, everything's good to go. You're fine. I think this is one of those mistakes of justice that fortunately turned out good.
Of course, nobody is taking responsibility for whoever misfiled a paper or didn't file up or follow up on the paperwork.
It's a clerical thing. You know, it's one of those things where you wish when you go to court for a traffic ticket and they hand it down and say, all right, well, we'll send you the bill, or, you know, you wish that you never get it in the mail. Or
yeah.
When the IRS goes, you know, we'll be oh, we forgot. You wish that would happen to you. But I believe that the time spent with the mental anguish of knowing at any time you could be snatched away from your family, and the fact that instead of them having a detective come by and say, you know, there's been a snafu, you need to come with me downtown and we need to process you in. Instead of that, they send a SWAT team after this guy?
Yeah, U.S. Marshals.
Because,
you know, once an armed robber, always an armed robber.
Most of the time, I would go along with that. I don't think that there should have been a lax attitude. Maybe, you know, a detective, maybe a couple, three guys to go by. That if this guy, because they don't know if they don't know if this guy is going to be violent or not. But you know, to kick in the door, that seems much. I personally think this guy needs to be exonerated and allowed at this point to live his life. I believe he has proven he learned from his mistake. And that's the key. You make mistakes, you observe, you learn, you move on. We'll take your calls when we get back. 715-845-2155. This, of course, is Feedback.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.